Welcome back to the New York Sports Exchange, episode number 129. Tim, your GOAT has done it. 40,000 points.
Greatest of 40, all time. 40,000.
I may have seen the light. It took a couple of beers, but I may have seen the light with LeBron James.
Stan, it is not hard to appreciate greatness. And how unbelievable is he at age 40? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's insane. There's no words. I'm not going to be a glazer like Tim is, where it's just like, oh, just respect
goat.
Greatness.
Goat!
But yeah, he's got more than a good case. I'll give him that. I'll leave it at that. A lot to talk about in such a short amount of time. The deadline for hockey's on Friday, but I guess some GMs decided, let's just go today, or yesterday. And deadline was more than thrilling. Dive into that. Is Jake Guentzel going to be a New York Ranger?
You know what? I would really hope not. I kind of...
For your sake?
Yeah. I just, it's hard for me to see him go interdivisional. That's all I have to say. It's really hard for me to see that.
Okay. Rangers do get a trade. Alex Venberg from the Seattle Kraken. Nice little third line center. Vladimir Tarasenko, Florida Panther. We got everything. We'll dive right into it. Basketball, Knicks drop to 5. Tim, that was a good win for the Cavs, but it came at a price.
Yeah, no, it did. Right now, without Donovan Mitchell, the Cavs have, I want to say, the same net offensive rating as the Detroit Pistons, which is like 112, the worst in the NBA. So until they can figure it out, because Donovan Mitchell's going to be out for a little while, he did have plasma inserted in a knee surgery, some kind of knee surgery, so he's going to be out for a little while. They really just need to figure out this offensive game without him. Darius Garland needs to step up. Evan Mobley needs to step up. I know he's hurt right now, but once he comes back. I know, but once he comes back, he does need to step up, because when he has been on the floor, Stan, a little underwhelming this year. I think we expect a little bit more. Can we be honest?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So if he can get his offensive game up, especially his jump shot.
I just don't like what he said after the Knick game.
What?
How Jalen Brunson's injury, like, threw their rhythm off.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not, if anything, that helps you.
I don't know. Listen, they should have won that game. There was like 8 players in the Knicks. I don't know how they didn't win. Fast forward, though.
We dodged they a had bullet, some... though. We dodged a
yeah,
bullet.
Yeah, but look, 22-point comeback against the Celtics without Donovan
win.
Mitchell.
That was a very good win.
Shout out Dean Wade. And even go before that, Max Strus, 5-for-5 threes in the fourth quarter. Two games before that. I mean, this team has magical moments, Stan. I just think when healthy, they're great defensively, and they're really hard to stop on the offensive side of the ball. So that's a great recipe for success to win a championship. And if they could just keep that train moving, I'm feeling Cleveland.
Just saw something very funny. What was I going to say? We'll dive into NBA. Baseball, spring training. Carlos Rodon. That was bad. That was very bad.
Juan Soto, though, 700?
Baby. I can't wait.
Lost to the Mets.
Well, who cares? It's spring training. I'll talk about it right now. Did you see what Ben Verlander said?
I did not.
This fucking idiot. He tweeted, another homer given up by Carlos Rodon to end his outing. First pitch was a homer. Last pitch was a homer. That's 6 home runs in his last 2 starts. Hope he turns it around. To which someone says, 3 homers given up in 2 starts. Gave up 1 last game. To which Ben Verlander said, was including his live simulated game, which I know isn't official, was his last outing.
Oh my God.
So now we're counting live BP. Great.
Spring training is just, it's turned too much.
Stop it. We will dive into spring training as well. Oh, Matt Chapman is a San Francisco Giant.
Why'd he turn down that deal in Toronto for more money?
He lost himself a lot of money, man. lost himself a lot of money. It's a shame.
And then it's a better situation in Toronto too.
It is a much better situation. You know who? You know who the Blue Jays starting third baseman is now?
Who?
IKF.
Are you serious?
Dead serious. I think Fangraphs has him lined up as the starting third baseman. If I could check. Again,
you worried about them at all?
Blue Jays?
No, yeah.
Not in the slightest.
All right. Confident talk from Stan.
Not in the slightest. Yes, their starting third baseman is Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Incoming 300 2020 season.
Like
40-20 season.
Again, I wouldn't be shocked. All right. College basketball talk as well. We are a week away. We're recording this on Thursday. We don't know when this is coming out. A week away from the Power Conference tournaments to start. Dive into all that. Let's get it started. NHL trade deadline. Start off with the Rangers, Alex Venberg, to the New York Rangers.
Yeah.
It's a good deal.
Listen,
it's a good deal.
You needed depth. You needed depth forwards. You got one. I can't complain. You didn't even give it too much. Second and a conditional fourth.
A second and fourth, yeah. And I think like the fourth could turn into a third if something needed to happen, but it's very unlikely.
Yeah, and I saw the Rangers also, they turned down a deal I saw today for Henrique and
Vetrano.
Vetrano for a first. Dodge the bullet. You dodged the bullet. That would be a horrible deal.
That would have been bad. Good job, Chris Drury. What's that freaking trade tracker on TSN called? And I'm blanking.
Pretty sure it's just called TSN Trade Tracker.
Oh, Trade Bait. That's what it was. The Trade Bait list. Okay. So, that isn't the Trade Bait list. Jesus Christ.
All right, well, it's a conditional fourth. It could be adjusted into a third if something happens from Stan, apparently.
It won't happen, apparently. It's probably not going to happen.
Let's talk about maybe one that's not shocking to me, but sort of the biggest blockbuster. Bowen Byram for Casey Mittelstadt straight up. Change of scenery for both of them. It adds a good second-line center for Colorado. I fear that in the future, Bowen Byram may turn out to be something that, you know, they would have loved to hold on to. But they did get Sean Walker in return. They got him in
a
trade for, fifth-round pick for Johansson in first.
Oh,
the Avs are loading up.
I completely forgot other NHL news. Lindy Ruff is no longer the head coach of the New Jersey Devils.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
A lot going on. All right. So we already did Bowen Byram. Florida Panthers have acquired Vladimir Tarasenko from the Ottawa Senators for a conditional fourth-round pick in 2024 and a third-round pick in 2025. This makes the potential top six for the Florida Panthers absolutely loaded.
I can't believe how little they got back in return.
I was shocked with how little.
I know his no move clause was, heavily in effect here, but how is what? I mean, this much? This little for him? Really?
I don't know. The Panthers' potential new top six, your first line, Carter Verhaeghe, Alexander Barkov, and Sam Reinhart. Second line, Matt Tkachuk, Sam Bennett, and Vladimir Tarasenko.
They're hot right now, too.
Yeah, they're playing
good
hockey,
them to win tonight. They're playing Philly. If they beat they beat Philly, Isles beat the Sharks for 2 points out of third with two games in hand.
Yeah,
just
you
saying.
Guys are creeping up. You guys are creeping up big.
Just saying.
Other trades. Here we go.
How about Mantha?
This one was I was just going to say that. Anthony Mantha traded to the Vegas Golden Knights for a second round pick in the 2024 draft and a fourth round pick in 2026.
Exactly what I'm saying. If you're Ottawa seeing this, how are you only getting back a fourth and a third when they got a second for Mantha? I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a general manager, but it just seems so light.
Washington will also retain 50% of Mantha's salary. Vegas, they're struggling a bit. They've lost 8 of their last 10. They're third in the division. They get Eichel back. There's rumors that they might be putting Alec Martinez on long-term IR, which frees up even more cap room.
I'm hearing Gensel.
I'm hearing Gensel as well. I think the main players for Gensel are the Rangers, the Hurricanes, and Vegas. I've heard some rumblings with Florida, but I don't think it's going
to
happen.
I heard Vancouver, but the only way to happen in Vancouver is a three-way trade where Lindholm goes to Boston.
Yes. Next trade. This one was a big one. The Edmonton Oilers get Adam Henrik, Sam Carrick, and an unsigned draft choice goalie. Oh my God, this is a lot. I'll just do the basics. Edmonton acquires Adam Henrik and Sam Carrick.
From a seventh round Ducks. Pick.
This was a three team trade, so it's very it's a lot.
So they got I got it right here, Stan. Yeah. I got it right here. Okay. I got this. It's Adam Henrik, Sam Carrick, an unsigned drafted goalie, Ty Tallard, a seventh round pick in 2024. This is a three team deal with Anaheim, so Tampa and Tampa Bay. So Anaheim in return is getting a first round in 2024, a conditional fifth in the 2025 draft from Edmonton, and Tampa Bay is receiving a fourth round pick in 2026 from Edmonton. So Edmonton kind of gave up a lot here, and I know they're making a huge push for this playoff run. Does Adam Henrik and Sam Carrick really move the needle that much for you? I know Henrik's having a good year, but can we be honest for a second? Like, really?
I think it gives them depth. I mean, they both do well killing penalties. They can play center. They got deeper. I think the problem with Edmonton in the playoffs over the years was killing penalties, and I think they got two guys that excel at killing penalties.
Yeah, I guess we'll see. I mean, who knows? We'll see.
Yeah,
I just don't know. They fit their play style. Am I wrong?
We'll see.
Right, we'll see. You're right. We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. Last but not least, not last but not least. Vegas once again acquires Noah Hanifin in a three-team trade with Calgary Flames and Philadelphia Flyers. Calgary receives a first in 2025 defenseman Daniil Miramanov, a conditional third round pick in 2025, and Philly receives a fifth round pick in 2024. The rich get richer.
That's really they signed him too.
They signed him to an extension as well.
8 years, I think.
Was it 8 years? I don't think it became official, but
I don't really know. Let me see. Hanifin,
35 points, 11 goals, 24 assists in 61 games. This is a big. It's a big trade. I think that going into this deadline, Vegas is playing well below their standards, especially as defending Stanley Cup champions. I know guys are hurt, but I hate to say it, I like this trade for Vegas.
Oh, so do I. 100%. He didn't get an extension yet. It was just talked about. But
it was just talked about.
This bolsters up their back end. I think now they're healthy with Eichel. If they could just make the playoffs, you know Mark Stone's coming back flying, and this team's going to be fine with center depth. Hanifin is just a great defenseman to an already pretty decent defensive core. You got Petrangelo. I'm going to forget his name. But they got a good
Shea Theodore.
Yeah, Shea Theodore. I couldn't think of his name. Yeah, they have a good back end. So now they're adding to that. I think it just makes them that much better.
And last but not least, the big trade of the day today so far: Toronto Maple Leafs acquired defenseman Joel Edmondson from the Washington Capitals. Jesus, I cannot talk. For a third round pick in 2024 and a fifth in 2025. Get some D help. Get some defenseman help.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they're going for here.
He's a defensive defenseman. Yeah. One goal, five assists in the year, so you know he's giving you defense the entire way. It's a good trade.
Yeah. No, I think they're doing the smart thing, just bolstering up the back end.
All right. So there's really, I want to say two big guys left on the board, if I'm not mistaken. We got Jake Guentzel, who's been made available, and Frank Vetrano. I think it was said before that the asking price for Vetrano for the Rangers was just extremely high. For Kaka, the offer was Henrik and Vetrano for Kako and a first round pick. Chris Drury wisely said no. Thank God.
Yeah, they're asking for a lot.
Yeah, that is a lot. Vince Mercogliano of Low HUD said today, literally just tweeted this, he's still hearing that the Rangers are very in on Jake Guentzel talk. Sounds like Carolina and Vegas could be top competition. Multiple sources wondered if Chris Drury can get it done without using a top prospect. Perreault still sounds like a hard no, but could he soften to Brennan Offen? I think you soften.
Yeah, I also could see him getting moved.
I think you soften for him. And it's nothing against the kid, but the window for this team, I hate to say it, it's closing. Panarin's only got, what, like 2 years left in his contract?
Something like that. Yeah, it's not that much longer.
Yeah, he does not have that much long left. If you want to win now, I get that Hoffman is not necessarily a generational talent, but you know he's a pretty damn good player. If you want to win now, you go get Jake Guentzel. I don't know where you put him with how... And the big question with getting Guentzel is, how is he going to be without Sidney Crosby? Because that's what everyone's been saying.
He'll be fine.
You think he'll be fine? Okay.
Stan, he batted the puck to himself out of midair against the Rangers in the playoffs and knocked it in, baseball style, if you don't remember, against Shesterkin. I remember that. Are you kidding me? Like, this guy is full of talent. He'll be fine.
All right. It's just like, who would he be? He'd be paired with Zibanejad and Kreider, right? I mean, I would think so.
Put him with Panarin. Just let Panarin snap the puck to him. This guy can rip it.
But then you put Lafreniere with Kreider and Zibanejad? I don't know.
They'll figure it out.
It feels like Lafreniere's been cooking with Panarin all year.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they'll figure it out if they get him. It's all hypothetical. You got to get him first. And yeah. It's Dubas. Shock anybody who's anything, but is he willing to move interdivisional? Do you want to get rid of Guentzel to, like, not only interdivisional, but a pretty heavy rival? These two teams don't like each other. So it would be a little shocking to me. I think they would have to give up a little bit more than, say, a team in the Western Conference.
Yeah, you go get Jake Guentzel, please, Chris Jury. Go get Jake Guentzel. Yeah, does this put them? I wouldn't necessarily say, you know, throw the parade, but would this put them in like the top four?
Yeah, 100%. This adds just another world of skill to the team. So,
all right, okay, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. Any man with two hands has a fighting chance.
Yeah.
Vetrano, is there? I feel like there's been smoke with Vetrano, and then as soon as these Guentzel rumors started coming out, it felt like it was over. Like, I feel like no one's really said anything about. I feel like no one's
just,
really
just
said anything
about Justin from Elliot Freeman hearing Troy Stetcher to Edmonton. Nothing crazy, but Edmonton's getting better.
I was a heart attack. Yep. Troy, where is he from again? Ah, Arizona. Does that mean Chychrun could be out the door?
Nah. Where? Chychrun? He's in Ottawa.
Why did I think he's in Arizona?
I could see Matt Dumba being out the door.
Thank you. That's what I was thinking. That's very embarrassing.
Does Frank Vetrano get moved? Probably, but I think Friday. And it's going to be something.
You think Friday?
I think it's going to be something a little nuts. I think they're waiting for they've definitely gotten a ton of calls. They're just waiting for the right deal. So we'll see. There's a ton of guys left. There's speculation with Buchnevich, Toffoli.
Toffoli's out
thrown around. Duclair hasn't been moved.
I hear with Toffoli that I'm trying to find it.
No,
say it.
Well, no, I just forgot to mention earlier that Anthony Beauvillier to Nashville for a 2024 fifth round pick, and Phil Kessel is supposedly on track to sign with the Vegas Golden Knights.
Who's on track to sign?
Phil Kessel. Vegas?
I did hear that. Okay. Apparently, with Tyler Toffoli, the Devils are hellbent that he will not, that Toffoli will not be traded in division. So,
I just don't. Where's he going to go?
What team out of division would? And I think Dubas. I think Dubas is. I think Dubas wants the Toffoli deal to get done. That way, all the focus is on Guentzel.
Yeah, listen, I think Friday is going to be nuts. I don't know if we see anything crazy happen today, but I think
Friday could be
tomorrow is going to be insane.
All right. Another hockey news. The Devils have fired Lindy Ruff. Lindy is out. Done. It should have happened a long time ago, I feel like.
Yeah, no, they're struggling. I mean, they're 30-28-4. 62 games played, 64 points.
It's over.
Unless they go on a run, it seems kind of like a wash.
Run, but it seems like a wash, and people's expectations for the Devils were very low. I don't think it was really a Lindy Ruff thing. I think it was more of an Andrew Brunette thing.
Yeah, I think, listen, I said it going into the year, it's tough to get rid of all these defensemen and start with a young group and have it pan out, especially starting with the guys, you know, having guys with start with injuries and stuff like that. It just, from the get-go, it just seemed like a wash for them. Am I wrong? I mean, even starting the year, they seemed out of place. They turned the puck over constantly.
Even before.
Yeah.
But before that, everyone wanted him out. They bring in Brunette as an assistant. Somehow he did not get a head coaching job after the job he did in Florida. And then everyone's praising Lindy. Where's the credit for Andrew Brunette? And now he's getting his credit, clearly. But
do you think last year was a fluke?
Might have been.
I'd love for that to be a thing.
I'd love for that to be a thing, too. But just the work, just from what Tom Fitzgerald said, it was just accountability isn't sitting a young guy on a bench. Like, it isn't that anymore. It's,
you got to let him play.
You got to
let him
play.
You got to let him play.
They're going to go young. I have a feeling they're going to go younger. I don't really know much of the coaching carousel in hockey right now, but whew. That's a tough look for the Devils.
Dude, Elliot Friedman's going crazy right now.
What is he saying now? I'm scared.
Hold on.
Duhane to Colorado?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Whew.
Minnesota Wild left winger moving to Colorado. 26-year-old.
That's a good get for them.
What does he got?
Are we believing the Sidney Crosby to Colorado rumors? Or no?
Because I'm hearing that there's an extension for Crosby right as June hits. Like, he'll be minutes from signing it. I don't think he's leaving. There's no way he's leaving Pittsburgh.
Okay. Any other NHL news? I know the Rangers.
Let's talk about the Isles for a second. I mean, they are making a legit
Isles are creeping up. They're creeping up.
For this playoff spot, it 2 games at hand at Tampa Bay, 4 points back. They got 2 games at hand at Philly, 4 points back. Philly's got Florida tonight. Isles have San Jose.
Plus, this is a very easy schedule for the Islanders coming up. They beat the Blues on Tuesday, at San Jose, at Anaheim, at LA, at Buffalo, home against Ottawa.
And then against you guys.
And then against the Rangers on St. Patrick's Day. But San Jose, Anaheim, the Kings maybe, Buffalo's been struggling, Ottawa.
We got to win at least 4 of the 5 coming up
You should go 4 out of 5.
They just got to keep playing the way they're playing. They really have been. They've been dominating the forecheck, and this new first line of Brock Nelson, Matt Barzal, and Bo Horvat has been otherworldly changing for them. There is so much skill now on this line. They're moving the puck well, and it's 3 centers. So defensively, they're all in position all the time. This is just, I don't know. They're playing the right way now. Patty Waugh's got them moving, and I'm. They're reeling me back in.
Also, this is funny. With Lindy Ruff being fired by the Devils, Peter Laviolette is now the longest tenured head coach out of the metropolitan area teams.
Wow.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous. All right, Rangers, on the other hand, lose to Florida. They got a long layoff. Alex Venberg will be playing Saturday against St. Louis. So we record. Again, this is a tough portion of their schedule. They have that tough loss against Toronto. Now, I don't care if you're a Maple Leaf fan, Ranger fan, or just a hockey fan in general. That was a fucking outstanding hockey game. it, just speaking from a hockey fan perspective,
mm-hmm.
that game was awesome. It sucks that the shootout had to ruin it, but hey, I have faith. Come playoff time, I think that they'll be fine. Because there's no shootouts in the playoffs. And they can hang with any of them. And then the Panthers loss, I mean...
Florida's rolling.
Yeah, Florida's rolling, and a ref made a pretty bad call, if I don't say so myself, which led to a goal.
Give props to Barkov. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, that was a fucking sick goal from Barkov.
That was just unbelievable. What a pass. I mean, he's like falling, hitting in the air, batting the puck up and down. It was crazy.
So the Rangers have St. Louis on Saturday, the Devils on Monday, Hurricanes on Tuesday, and then the Lightning on Thursday. Oh boy. Get locked and loaded. This is it. This is a tough stretch, man. Get Guentzel. Go get Guentzel.
The Isles don't have an easy finish to the year either.
I think the Rangers have a fair finish. In April, Penguins, Devils, Red Wings, Canadians, Islanders, Flyers, Islanders, and Senators. I think it's fair.
We play you guys twice. Nah, the Isles is actually kind of easy. What am I saying? Philly, Chicago, Columbus, Nashville, Montreal, Jersey, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, come on.
It's not that bad.
All right, moving on to the NBA. Big news coming out of the NBA this morning. Karl Anthony Towns out indefinitely with a torn meniscus. That's tough.
They're done.
You know, I don't necessarily say
They can't make a championship push without him. He is so integral to this team. I know he's not a winner, but come on. He's a hooper.
I know. But hey, they got a good backup.
Gobert?
Naz Reid. Are you kidding me?
All right, but again, they can't
having a career in points and 3-point percentage. I think now that you finally have a true power forward center lineup.
I don't know. I think Karl Anthony Towns is such a good 3-point shooter, and he's so big. He's so versatile. I mean, he's averaging 22, 8, 3. Naz Reid, what is he averaging? 12? Like, I don't think he can fill those shoes.
It's coming on. I mean, he's obviously not going to fill those shoes, but...
No, I don't think this team goes far at all without him. I'm sorry. They just don't.
All right. Tom Thibodeau had some updates in practice. Jalen Brunson did most of practice today, according to Fred Katz. Tom Thibodeau also said that Mitch looks good. He wanted it and said, he told me to tell everyone that. Lovely. OG Anunoby's now day-to-day.
Now, what did they say about Brunson? What was the injury? Because it was a non-contact sore knee. So how does that happen?
So here's what happened. And thank the Twitter doctor that posted a video and basically prevented me from dying. Brunson was curling off a screen, I think, and collided knees with Hartenstein. He was like limping for a little bit, but then once he jumped, that's when it acted.
I thought he just tore his ACL.
Oh yeah, I thought he completely tore his ACL. I thought I was ready for the tweet from Woj and John. Season's done. That's it. The doctor basically said that he hurt the leg of the funny bone of his leg, for lack of a better term. I think it was smart sitting him.
You won anyway.
They play the Hawks. Well, yeah, they beat the Cavs, but then they lost to the Hawks. That was embarrassing. But they couldn't shoot for shit. 16 of 52 from 3. Fuck.
I mean, the Cavs lost to the Hawks last night. Are the Hawks a contender? Question mark?
Without Trae Young, we can push that narrative.
DeJounte Murray's a hooper.
We can push that narrative all we want now. Because we're talking about the Atlanta Hawks. As soon as Trae Young gets hurt and is out for an extended period of time, I don't know.
Sadiq Bey's hooping. Bojan. It's like a real team now.
That fuck Jalen Johnson. He can go to hell.
Oh my god.
He can go to hell.
You know who I want to spotlight real quick, Stan? The Orlando Magic.
I want to like them so bad.
they're
ahead of us.
Listen, I think this team gets no publicity. Paolo Banchero is unbelievable. And nobody wants to talk about how good he is.
He's having a great year.
He's unbelievable.
23-7-5.
He's a number one overall pick.
In his second year.
That gets no media coverage. He's a number one overall pick that gets no media coverage. Are you kidding me? I mean, this guy has played 61 games.
I love it. I mean, you know me. You know me as the Paolo Banchero guy, but I want to like the Magic, but I just can't.
They're so scrappy.
They're good. Wagner and Jalen Suggs. Where'd he come from?
I know. Cole Anthony's having a good year.
Yeah, fuck him. It's
how many Wagners do they?
I have to hate.
Franz and Moritz are hooping.
Yeah, Mo Wagner. Wendell Carter. Shout out Wendell Carter. Seems to have found his place. Ben Simmons out for the year.
When is he not? Can we just... this is just an every year thing. When is he not?
Just isn't his thing.
Hang
Simmons
it up.
Plans
hang
to
him
seek
up.
Treatment options for the pinched nerve in his lower back.
That's out for the year? What does that mean?
He's been limited to 15 games this season. He missed 38 straight at one point and has sat out his last five. The Nets said Simmons, along with his representatives and Nets medical personnel, are currently in discussions with numerous experts to determine the course of action that will provide him with the best opportunity for long-term sustainable health.
I mean, they stink anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I get it doesn't matter anyway, but Ben Simmons, he's a character. he's definitely a
character.
I thought
that guy was going to be an all-time great. I can't even lie. I mean, how could you have not?
Well, yeah, obviously.
I thought I was looking at, like, a five-time defensive player of the year. Like, dude could play all positions, versatile ball. I thought we were looking at, like, a career, like, DPOY 15 and 10, like, every night with, like, a few steals and blocks.
I just want to see the Knicks with a full team, man. That's all I want.
It's not going to happen.
Yes, it is. Stop talking.
What do you think about the 76ers without Joel Embiid? Are they just not a team to worry about? Yeah, they're horrible, right? They lost to the Grizzlies last night. What is up with this team?
Even with Embiid, I'm not really afraid of them, to be honest.
I mean, this lineup is pretty scary. Batum, Harris, Reed, Payne, and Hield.
Fourth quarter yelling, why the fuck Batum?
Kelly Oubre went 7-21, and he came off the bench. How many shots are you taking?
I'm not a fan of the Sixers team. They are disgusting. I mean, they have a back-to-back coming up against the Knicks Sunday and Tuesday, but...
They're just an ugly basketball team to watch.
Like, you have Maxey, yeah. They made a nice trade with Buddy Hield. Kyle Lowry's been giving them some good minutes, too, but other than that, like...
How many guards? What? So just they got 3-point guards, and then every other position is just Nicholas Batum and company.
It's just like, Paul, again, this has like always been the problem with the Sixers, with how injury-prone Embiid is. They don't really have a solid backup big. Like, remember when they had Dwight Howard and he was terrible?
Yeah, they should have held on to Okafor.
Could have been a superstar. Like, you're not going to cut it with Paul Reed and Mo Bamba. Like, it's not going to work.
Yeah,
it's not going to work. It's not going to work at all. Let's go out west. Obviously, the Timberwolves are going to fall off. So it looks like. It might be a two-horse race between OKC and Denver.
I think Denver pulls away with it.
Also, Denver are home underdogs today.
Boston's not that good. Can we stop with this? This is an every-year thing, right? They're not the same Celtics. They're better this year.
I wouldn't say it's an every-year thing, but...
What happened last year?
Fair.
They lost to Miami.
So did the Knicks. So did everybody.
Come on. That Celtics team had no business losing to Miami. What do we... Come on.
Yeah, that's fair. And they had no business being down 3-0 either. But here we are.
Did you see Wemby get cooked?
Wemby got cooked? When?
Sengun dropped 45 on him.
Oh yeah, Sengun went off. He's fucking good.
Is this Rockets team going to be something in the future? Question mark?
I'll get back to you on that. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. They got to get...
Played a good game last night.
They did play a very good game last night against LA, but
Fred VanVleet, I don't know, he's fitting in there nice.
I know he's fitting there good, but they still need like another guy. I don't see it with Dylan Brooks. I just don't.
Does anyone?
I like Cam Whitmore. I loved Cam Whitmore coming out of the draft. Okay. Also, I could not have been more wrong about Taylor Hendricks.
I think, who was I most wrong about?
Oh, I know who I was wrong about.
Justice Winslow?
Jaime Jaquez, I was very wrong about. I said he was going to be the most overrated player in this class, and then he went to the Heat, and then I disregarded
He's absolutely
him.
Unbelievable.
Everything I said about him.
I thought Justice Winslow was going to be an absolute superstar coming out of college.
Jabari Parker.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Jabari Parker was going to be that guy.
Ja Okafor,
yeah. Just everyone from Duke, I just thought it was just going to be a star. All right, moving on to baseball. Spring training in full swing. The spring breakouts tomorrow. I don't know if you know that. It's basically all the team's prospects have like a 4-day event. It's basically like a showcase.
I guess that's something to look forward to.
Yeah, like that, I guess. I mean,
I don't know, spring training is pretty just...
It's so boring.
It's so boring.
I can't watch spring training baseball.
Brett Beatty's at 167. I mean, this team...
Stanton's like 1-for-7.
Trace Thompson's batting 500.
I mean, I could talk about how Juan Soto's batting 700, but...
I know, it's just spring training's so stupid. I get it, like you have to, but like, it's so stupid. Taylor McGill,
yeah, but
he's not gonna have a 1-1-3.
I just don't like how Rodon looked. That's just, I'm scared for him. I'm kind of scared for him.
Now, who do you think is gonna have a better bounce back year, him or Manoa?
Rodon. You think?
Yeah, Manoa got shelled the other day.
Yeah, you think I'm gonna like go with a guy that's in my division? In my division,
you think Manoa like, have a bounce back year at all?
No.
Truthfully,
no.
That contract is probably the worst one of in baseball.
What's his contract again?
He got a massive extension.
Did he?
Yeah, they signed him.
I'm fine with it. Don't worry. He's not even on the roster. Oh, because he's hurt. They didn't sign him to an extension. He's out with shoulder soreness. I can't talk. Shoulder soreness. What's his contract looking like? Let's see. He's got 2 years of service time. They didn't sign him to a big extension. Who are you thinking of?
Someone else, then. Never mind.
He's on, like, the third year of his contract.
Yeah, well, he stinks now.
Yeah, he's arbitration eligible next year.
Is he even going to make the majors?
I don't even know. I really don't. Blue Jays. He's out for the year.
Oh, yeah, you're right, dude. I always forget that.
He's out for the year. I look at this Blue Jays team. Top three worries me. The rest I can live. That's really all I got. Like you had Justin Turner at 39 years old. Great. You had Ike.
He can still bat 278. Come on.
Age might catch up to him, though. I'm not too keen on this Blue Jays team. Yeah, you got the pitching. I guess.
Bo and Vlad just need to have huge years. That's really it. That's what it comes down to. And if George Springer can just play good ball.
Yeah, that's really all it comes down to.
Alejandro,
I just can't wait.
They gotta show up.
I just can't wait for March Madness. I just think that this is.
We're getting close now, Stan. So let's get into it. What are we thinking?
These are the dog days. All right, I'll pull up the bracketology right now. Right now, Duke got a big win in Raleigh against NC State the other day. A game where they never win. They never win at NC State, so it was good to get a win there. Right now, Lenardi has the four seeds, the 4-1 seeds as Purdue, Arizona. This is not in order, by the way. Purdue, Arizona, UConn, and Houston. We look to the bubble.
I like
St.
Tennessee.
St. John's, that first team out, and Wake Forest lost. Wake Forest probably is. Do you realize Wake Forest hasn't won since the Kyle Filipowski game?
Really?
They have not won.
That's not good.
Which is awesome for Duke, but it's awesome for St. John's too, because St. John's, they win one game in the Big East tournament. I think they get in.
That'd be awesome. That'd be crazy.
That'd be awesome. I think St. John's gets in. Right now, Lenardi, the last four byes, so these are your 11 seeds. Colorado State, Florida Atlantic, Villanova, and Florida Atlantic. Or last four byes. Basically being... what does the last four byes even mean? I have no idea.
The last four in?
No, the last four in are at-large bits. The last four byes, I have no idea. I should know this. Yeah. The last four byes are the four at-large teams that just did well enough to get past having to play in the first four. Okay. So they avoided the first. Right now, Lenardi has the teams that are avoiding the first four: Colorado State, Florida Atlantic, Villanova, and TCU. However, Villanova did lose to Seton Hall last night. So I would assume Seton Hall would get an at-large. So maybe move them into the last, swap Villanova and Seton Hall. New Mexico got a big win over Fresno State. They have a very important game against Utah State on Saturday. Almost a win and you're in type scenario for New Mexico. Virginia. You gotta just hate. I mean, after getting throttled against Duke, you really thought does this team even deserve to get into the tournament? They play Saturday against Georgia Tech. Get right game. Make a deep run in the tournament. We'll see. FAU's been struggling. And Tim, I know you hated San Diego State.
I still hate them.
I mean, they're going to make it. I don't think they're going to go on like the big run that they went on last year. But
think JMU makes it.
They got to win their conference tournament. They have to win their conference tournament.
Go Dukes.
I'm all in on the Dukes, man.
If they get in, we ride them all the way home to the promised land. 16 to home.
I'm trying to. Are they?
Do you think they're the best mid-major school?
I mean, if we're counting, I wouldn't necessarily call. I think the best mid-major team right now is Indiana State.
Okay.
If they get in, because I think they have bad quad four losses, so they have to win their conference tournament to get in, and I think that they'll be fine. It would be their first time making the tournament since the Larry Bird days, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh my gosh.
It's insane. They have this guy named Robbie Avila. He is literally look him up, Tim. He is probably the most, you would not think of him as an athlete, but here he is. He's just like this heavy guy that wears goggles, and he might be the face of March. I'm being serious.
Is he just hoop?
He just hoops, man. Look at Robbie Avila.
I got 6'10", 240, 17.6 points per game, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, shooting 56% from the field.
Oh, my
42
God.
From three?
So yeah,
he's bully people? So he's Charles Barkley. Just,
basically, yes. I know who might... I might put a future, and it's not on Duke. I'm probably not... It probably wouldn't even... Of course I'm going to put a future on Duke. Duh.
That was already a given.
Yeah, no shit.
What are they, three?
I think they have... I mean, the new bracket comes out tomorrow for Lunardi. Lunardi currently has Duke as a three seed in the South region.
And Marquette's ahead of him?
Marquette lost, but they were down Tyler Kolek. Marquette right now. I can't find Marquette. Why can't I find Marquette? There they are. Has them as a two seed in the Midwest. Although they lost to UConn, but that was without Tyler Kolek, so I think they'll be fine. Again, and plus that loss was against UConn. There's a team that I really love that I might place a future on to win the whole thing, but I'm not going to get ahead of myself.
Grambling?
Yeah, Grambling. Yeah.
Stetson?
Yeah, Stetson. Yeah. You're. Should I say it? I don't want to say it.
Is it Tennessee?
Because
Tennessee's
it is
fire.
Not Tennessee. It is not Tennessee.
They're unbelievable.
I mean, I've data to back it up.
Iowa State.
If you want to hear, it is not Iowa State. Here is my data to back it up. So, since 2002, every national champion has been in the top 25 in defensive efficiency and top 40 in offensive efficiency. This team is currently 12th in offensive efficiency and 22nd in defensive efficiency. There's more. The last 19 national champions were ranked in the top 12. Were ranked in the top 12 of the Week 6 AP poll. This team was 8th in Week 6. And last but not least, since 2002, 76% of national championship winners were in the top 75 in three-point percentage, including the last five winners. This team is 13th in the nation in three-point percentage.
Are they the only team in all these categories?
There's three, but I like the value with this one.
All right, give the other two first.
Arizona and Houston. And that'd be two 1 seeds, and that'd just be chalk.
I was going to say, yeah. I mean, those are just two of the best teams in the country.
You ready?
Yeah.
The Creighton Blue Jays. Give me... I might put a future on Creighton to win the whole thing.
Reseed Creighton to take it home. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, they're always in the mix every year.
Yeah. The only thing that would worry me about Creighton is, I don't think...
That it's Creighton?
If they... Well, no, not that it's Creighton. I think they have a very favorable... Right now, they have a very favorable region Lunardi has them in. Because...
When's the last time Creighton won? Have they ever won?
No, they've never won.
I was going to say, I don't even think I've seen them get past like the Sweet 16.
They went to the Elite Eight last year and lost on the last second free throw.
I meant the Elite Eight. My fault.
This is a pretty favorable region. Arizona... If you get them on a bad day, you might win that game. Seriously, I think if Michigan State beats Nevada, and now I'm not saying that Lenardi's like the bracket god and this is the bracket, but let's just say hypothetically, Michigan State plays Arizona. Michigan State played Arizona in November and played them well. And this is when Arizona was deemed as like the top dog in college basketball and played them well. I think Michigan State, you know, Tom Izzo, hell of a coach. I may hate him, but he's a hell of a coach. It's not crazy to say that Arizona is the first 1 seed that gets knocked out. It's not crazy to say.
Would you have now, Michigan State going on a bit of a run then?
Maybe. It depends on who they draw. And again, I don't think that the Joe Lunardi bracket is like the be-all end-all, but... I'm liking what I'm seeing out of Creighton. Liking what I'm seeing out of Creighton.
Okay.
And with Tennessee, one loss for Arizona this next week and a half. one loss. Tennessee wins that SEC tournament. I'm telling you right now, Tennessee's a one seed.
I think they are too. I mean, I think they're unbelievable.
I mean, Dalton Connect's just ridiculous.
They just smacked the piss out of USC the other day.
I mean, it came down to a backdoor cover, but this team... Dude,
they were like
30
Tennessee, at one point.
The problem with Tennessee was the offense. And they go get this kid, Dalton Connect, from Northern Colorado. No one's ever heard of him. Here he is dropping like 30 points a game.
I need to check his stats.
You add that with the defense, it's ridiculous. I can pull him up on KenPom right now.
21 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 47.
But look at what he's averaging.
Shooting.
You have to see what he's averaging in conference play, though.
Yeah, wow. Against Auburn, he dropped 39. A&M, 24, 26 against USC. 13 against Bama. His team just doesn't lose.
It's not that they don't, but here's the thing with Rick Barnes' teams. It's they always find themselves, I call them the Purdue of the second weekend, because it's always like, yeah, they dominate. Well, last year they had a very close game against Louisiana, and then they followed it up in a round of 32 game against Duke, and they kicked their ass. But then that that had to be one of the worst college basketball games I think I've ever watched in my life. That game was so disgusting.
I remember how hyped up you were going to the game, too. Like, they barely snuck away with it. Duke has a very good chance.
I know. Oh, God. They're bringing back bad times, man.
You brought it up.
I mean, yeah, I did bring it up. But, if Dalton connects on fire, and basically what I said about Tennessee being the Purdue of the second weekend, yeah, they dominate the first round, but if they run into a team, it seems like they always like run into that team that's going on that run, and they lose. And if they play a good team, they lose in the most dramatic fashion possible.
We'll see.
That's how it is. That's how it is.
March. It's March. You never know.
It's March, baby. I'm so excited. I think this is the best month of the year for a reason. Duke's got a big one, North Carolina. To say that I'm scared is an understatement. I'm excited. I'm so excited.
He's Ken shaking.
Pom has him winning. I am. I'm literally shaking. Ken Pom has Duke winning by 4. I guess the home court advantage is pretty big here. Duke's just playing great ball as of late. Like this is, they're getting hot at the right time, which
can't
is always
smile, but it's ear to ear.
Yeah, it is. Hopefully this episode will be out on YouTube, because the whole we don't know what the hell's going on with the whole 2-part thing. It's like it's cutting off our videos by like 20 minutes. I don't know what the hell's going to happen there. Had it, then I lost it. Yeah.
Duke's playing
good
ball.
Yes, it is. They're playing very good ball as of late. See Jeremy Cain in a mock draft?
No.
Where he's going. The Knicks.
Where? Oh, my God. What pick?
The Dallas pick. So, maybe like 16?
I think Bronny goes 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. LeBron goes to the Pistons or something, and they win a championship somehow.
Can you imagine?
41-year-old LeBron James and 20-year-old Bronny take the Pistons with Cade to a championship.
That'd be insane.
There'd be no more GOAT debate.
there would be no more GOAT debate. All right, we're running low on time here. We need to do a bracket. So, I mean, we could just figure this out, but how about we do an episode just straight bracket?
Like, yeah, we did it last year.
We didn't do it last year.
Let's just do it on Tuesday.
Yeah, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Or Monday.
Yeah,
even.
All right. Yeah, I'm on break.
Didn't do
so.
It last year. That's what I was so upset about. We didn't do a bracket show last year.
Tuesday or Monday, one of the two.
Tuesday. Bracket only, nothing else. Like,
that's it.
We are analyzing every game possible.
It's
like,
college basketball.
Game by game, who we think. This is March, baby. This is March. It's the best month of the year for a reason. God, I'm so excited.
I can tell.
Yeah. Moving on. What I saw. Tim, go for it.
Did I see anything?
I have two good ones.
Richard Lewis died?
Oh, yeah. It was announced when we were recording our last episode, but yeah.
Yeah, very upsetting.
My favorite scene with him is, fuck you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
I forget which one. I don't know what they're talking about. Nah, I'll find the clip for you, though. I have it saved. I'll send you my favorite one, because it's hilarious.
My next one I saw... not my next one I saw. What am I saying? What I saw is spring break. Ron DeSantis has shut down spring break in Miami, and people are pissed. Like,
how do you even do that?
I don't know. I don't know how you can do that, but it's Florida, so you can do anything, I guess.
It's true.
I'm not really a spring break guy. I am going to Florida for spring break, but I'm seeing family, so that's like completely different. Like, I wouldn't say that I'm the most in shape person, so there's no way I walk around my shirt off for a whole week.
Felt that. And
plus, you're missing. Hey, at least I'm honest.
Felt that, Hondo B.
I felt that too. Don't worry about that.
I love growing up shopping in the Husky section.
Where'd you get the Jay Cutler jersey again?
Oh, Marshalls? Yeah, that jersey's ancient.
Yeah, the Husky section of Marshalls.
Yep. Like an adult medium or whatever, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, but again, I'm not a spring break guy because, one, I'm not one to walk around my shirt off because that's not my thing. And number two, you're missing valuable March Madness time.
This guy's speaking facts here.
I am. My next one I saw is youth basketball. Two things from this, actually. One, did you see Manasquin get fucking screwed?
I did not.
Oh my god, Tim, it was so bad. I believe it was Camden was playing. It was either Manasquin or Manalapan. It was posted on Overtime. I saw it. Here it is. This was to go. Or how do you say? Manasquin or Manasquin? I don't know. Manasquan was taking on Camden in the state semifinals. The winner of this game was going to go to the state championship. Camden hits a free throw to go up by one with 5 seconds to go. Manasquan drives down a length of the floor, puts up a half-court shot. It won't go. There's a kid on... Again, Manasquan, I don't know.
Manasquan.
For Manasquan gets a rebound, puts it up, and puts it in. The refs wave it off. No, the refs initially said it was... No, this is... So Camden hit a free throw to go up one.
Oh, and the guy was waiting full court and he got the rebound and put it in?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus. And why'd they wave it off?
The refs called it good, but they waved it off after talking. Even though there's a clear picture of the ball being out of his hand with 0.5 seconds left.
That's crazy.
They got screwed. To go to the state championship too? Oh, God.
You should have been like, yeah, let me see the picture.
Yeah, like, plus it was being live streamed too. This is why instant replay in youth sports is a must. Because of shit like that. And with my other one I saw, I went to my cousin's CYO basketball playoff game while I was home on break last week. Or not last week, but probably 2 weeks ago. Playoff game, semifinals, winner goes to the county finals. And let's just say it got intense, and you know me, when I watch sports, I get intense. And let's just say that I love it when a player on the team that I'm rooting for takes a very nice charge. I stood up and got hyped. Like it was bad.
St. Aidan's Church.
it was bad. Because the parents of the other team were obnoxious. I was like, someone's got to represent here.
Dude took a legit charge.
like a legit charge. Like the kid like stuck his arm out and he one of the kids completely sold the contact, but it was a charge. And I got up and like I was
screaming the parents' face. Let them know.
Oh, well, they had a dope chant. I'll give them that.
They had a chant?
They all start. Yeah, they started like, do you remember when the Nets became like relevant in Brooklyn? They were all chanting Brooklyn, like that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were doing that, but like it was IMAC. Like immaculate conception.
You should have fought a parent, dude.
I almost did. I was like, I can't keep doing this. I was like, I can't go to youth basketball games anymore because I just treat it like it's a college or an NBA game.
Is that your son out there? Oh, he sucks.
No. I think I almost did that. Oh, should I just tell the most embarrassing story in my life?
Yeah, we'll do that instead of fun fact of the day. Instead of fun fact of the day, Stan's amazing story.
Back in the day, and by the day I mean like 4 years ago, I was the assistant coach of a CYOB team.
And gotta represent.
My uncle was the head coach. Also, speaking of that team, my cousin's team ended up winning the county final, and they reacted like it meant absolutely nothing.
That was everything finished, back in the day.
That was everything finished. Back in the day. Job's not finished, I guess. Fuck. All right.
Take care of business.
I think we ain't done yet. Anyway. Bring
home for the church. I do this for my mama and my church, too.
Do it for God. Reading the CYO prayer. Some things are bigger than sports.
This one's for Jesus.
Jesus made that ball go higher. We gotta stop. Anyway. At the time, there used to be acne all over my face. Tim can attest to that. I had very bad acne in high school. I was on Accutane.
But it was, yeah.
It was bad. It was bad. You can admit it. It was very bad. It got bad at times. I was on Accutane. With Accutane, you cannot drink alcohol, and it makes you very agitated. Me, being the beer lover that I am, was very agitated. It's not withdrawal. The pills just made you very agitated. Mind you, these kids were in fifth grade. This is our practice before a road playoff game against a team that beat us twice. All of a sudden, kids are fucking around. And, you know, I'm a no-nonsense guy.
No nonsense, Jesus.
When it comes to the sport I love. And my cousin, who is now a freshman in high school, and we laugh about this to this very day, was taking a picture of me on my phone, and I fucking lost it. You want to know what I said?
What?
I remember word for word. I told them that they all fucking sucked. Each and every one of them fucking sucked. And I remember, I have such a passion for coaching. You know, when I curse at kids, it's passion.
You want me to play? I want you to be a hockey player.
I said, you're all laughing now, but we're going to get our asses handed to us on Saturday, and you're going to whine, bitch, and moan about why we didn't win, and this is fucking why.
I would have been like, you're all ass. I could cook any one of you in basketball right now. Like, either listen to me or not. I don't care. You're gonna lose.
What happened to that playoff game, though, Tim?
You won.
My words motivated.
And they won.
My words motivated, and we won. Mind you, this will not be happening for the Summer League team. I will not be going that hard.
More like Pat Riley punching a chalkboard.
Yeah. I'll do a Tom Izzo split, a whiteboard in half.
How about a Jason Kidd spill the soda on the floor instead of using a timeout?
Hit me. That's he cooked with it that 1 year in Brooklyn.
Genius. Pretty ass Milwaukee, but genius.
Like that. Oh my God. I've never seen anything like that. He was ahead of his time.
Knew what he was doing.
He knew exactly what he was doing. Yeah, I'm very excited for Summer League. We still need to find a league, but we are figuring that out. We got a loaded team.
Yeah.
I will be mic'd up for every game though. That's gonna be scary.
Mic me up, bro.
I got two mics. You want to be mic'd up?
Of course. Just sit next to you on the bench. Like, this is a great game.
This is a great game. Tim said he was the white safety on Colorado that was under the last coaching regime.
Let me be Dean Wade. Let me be Dean Wade. Undrafted or no, second round, whatever.
We got a squad. All right. I have class in about 35 minutes. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Be sure to follow us on Instagram, X, and TikTok. Be sure to like this video. Drop a comment on this video. We don't even know if this is going to be on YouTube. Who knows? But who cares? Sub to the pod anyway. Be sure to follow us and rate us on Spotify.
Five stars only.
Conference tournament weekend coming up. Very excited. Go to hell, Carolina. Go Duke.
Go to hell.
Shout out John Scanlon for telling me to bet on Kevin Holland. MVP equals balls. Thank you for that. All right.
Peace. Man knows his ball.